DW, learning by ear. Listen up. Shape your future.
Hello everybody and welcome to a new series of Crime Fighters entitled Sweeping Up Lekalongo. It was written by Ursule Nyongwe with a special contribution from the environmental consultant Pierre Delcroix. Our story takes place in Lekalongo, a medium-sized African town with a growing population. The inhabitants produce a lot of waste that either ends up on the streets or on the town's only dump in the outlying district of Sanoso. Over the years, this uncontrolled dumping site has grown to the size of a mountain which the locals call Zukoso. Randolph Kamo is a young man living in Sanoso who was once homeless and unemployed. He's always been very resourceful though, and now he's set up the Sanoso Eco Agency to both create work for himself and tackle the problem of waste. For the past 2 months, this small enterprise has been offering locals a new service. It collects waste from outside people's homes. But it's not an easy task. At the beginning of this first episode, called Not Easy to Convince, we join Randolph and his employees, Rama and Timothy, as they collect their first customers' garbage bags. They're also doing some door-to-door advertising in an effort to acquire more custom.
So, we've only got 3 customers in this street. We'll have to knock on some doors to get more people to sign up for our waste collection scheme.
Okay, Randolph. Wow, look at all this stuff. Packaging, cardboard boxes, plastic bags, clothes, old shoes. The people here really need us.
Believe me, Rama, if everyone signs up to a scheme, this road will be clean in no time.
I agree, Timothy.
But Randolph, the streets are still really wet after the heavy rains this last few days. There are puddles everywhere. We urgently need the boots and gloves you promised us.
That's true. We'll use the money from our next 2 customers to buy work clothes, okay? We'll all have boots, gloves, and protective masks.
Cool.
The problem is, the water is beginning to stagnate because rubbish bags are blocking the pipes and preventing natural infiltration.
What's that?
It's when water naturally seeps into the soil.
Look, Mrs. Favis put her rubbish bags by her gate like we told her to.
See, it's not complicated. Can you go and get them, please, Timothy?
Okay.
Oof! We celebrated too soon. Look, Mr. Zika is dumping his rubbish right next to his house.
Unbelievable. Let's go and speak to him. Hello, Mr. Zika. Sorry to bother you, but it's not very citizenly to throw your rubbish out onto the street.
It's none of your business.
But if you throw rubbish away like that, it might block the drains.
I do the same as everyone else. It's not my fault.
You see over there? Timothy's collecting garbage from the houses that have signed up for our waste collection scheme.
Now I've had it all. Why should I pay to have my waste collected when I can just throw it into the street or dump it at Zukoso?
The thing is, it's a health hazard for all of us if rubbish is dumped just anywhere. When it decomposes in the open air, some types of waste produce toxic liquids that end up contaminating the ground and the groundwater. It has serious consequences for the vegetables we grow and eat, as well as for our drinking water.
And what about the animals who suffocate when they swallow plastic waste?
I don't have any animals.
With our waste collection scheme, you won't have to go to Zukoso. Your street will be clean and there won't be any bad smells anymore. No more flies or cockroaches.
When you collect rubbish, we sort it too, so we end up dumping less waste in Zukoso.
We retrieve plastic, aluminium cans, cardboard and paper, and sell them to recycling wholesalers. That brings us a bit of money in addition to fees from customers.
So basically you are making money from our rubbish. You're just like beggars.
No. The money enables us to implement our projects, like buying material to transform plastic bags or other reusable materials into handicrafts.
That way, less waste ends up in our environment. Just think, when you dump plastic, it takes more than 400 years to break down.
I don't know.
Our friends are going to have to fight to change people's habits. After this discouraging morning, Timothy goes off on his own while Randolph and Rama meet up with their colleague, Matilda Fanta. As well as being a cleaner for many families in the area, Matilda also does the paperwork for the Sanoso Eco Agency. The little veranda of her studio is currently the company's headquarters.
So, Rama, did anyone else sign up for the scheme? The first thing we have to do is to get each house in Sanoso to sign up with us so our company will be profitable at last.
No, Matilda, no one.
You're going to have to stop dreaming. Nobody actually wants us to collect their rubbish.
Randolph, we have to convince them, prove to them that we are useful.
Mr. Zika told us we were beggars, Matilda. That's pretty discouraging.
It sounds as if he's been talking to Godfrey Toso, the deputy mayor for public health. Only beggars are interested in the garbage of honest citizens.
Is that what he said when you told him about our ideas?
Yep.
Did you tell him we needed some land to sort the waste? We can't keep doing it at the Zukoso Dam.
I know. He just said, do what you like, but don't count on the town hall for any financial or logistical support.
We'll never be able to clean up the district if the town hall doesn't support us.
I'm afraid you're going to have to close the business.
What are you talking about? We're not going to close. We'll keep going with the door-to-door advertising. And I'll talk to Rosa tonight. You know, our customer who's a blogger? She might be able to help us.
Good idea.
The members of the Sanoso Eco Agency still have to convince both the local population and the town hall. But the young people do have one ally, their customer Rosa Nabiso, whom Matilda just mentioned. Rosa is head of human resources at a telecoms group called HTS. In her spare time, she blogs about the environment. We meet her the following day at her office.
Hi, Rosa. I'm going to order salad and some fried fish for lunch. Would you like something?
No, thank you, Anthony. I've got some homemade pasta and a mango. Do you know how much waste is created with every food delivery? Boxes, cutlery, packaging and bags. All of it made of plastic.
Yes, I know. I've been trying to cut down my plastic waste since I started reading your blog. Honestly.
I just want people to realize how much waste takeaways or food deliveries create. If you multiply that by the amount of people on the planet who buy them every day, oh, you get an idea of the scale of the disaster.
Yes, you're right.
Okay, I want to finish my new blog entry during my lunch break.
What are you writing about this time?
I'm writing an article about Sanoso Eco Agency's waste collection scheme. A group of young people set it up. They're self-employed now. They want to collect people's rubbish in Sanoso, but the town hall doesn't want to support them. So I'm doing a bit of PR for them.
I'll share your article. The whole of Likalongo needs this kind of infrastructure.
The project needs to be visible. They need to publicize it all over the city.
Okay. Listen, I'll go and eat a sandwich at the food stand down the street, so I don't have a guilty conscience after what you just said about the amount of waste caused by takeaways.
Good decision, Anthony.
Good luck writing the article and enjoy your food.
Thanks. You too. Right. Before I finish my article, I'm going to take a couple of minutes to see what's happening on the social networks. Now, where did I put my phone? Ah, here it is. So, what's going on in the world?
Wow, that many messages in one morning. Oh, no. What? This is terrible. Oh, it's exactly what Matilda was afraid of. Oh, Matilda, I hope she wasn't there. I have to call her to be sure.
The person you've called is not available. Please try again later.
We leave Rosa surprised and terrified by what she's just read online as we wrap up this first episode of Sweeping Up Likalongo. What could have happened for her to be so worried? Will she manage to get through to Matilda? And what will Randolph and his friends do to persuade new customers to sign up? Don't miss our next episode to find out. You can also listen to this one again by visiting our webpage dw.com/crimefighters. And please leave a comment on our DW Africa Facebook page. Bye for now.